Well, good morning, everyone. So I was thinking this morning about my favorite teacher, and I bet that many of you still remember who your favorite teacher was. And you may not remember everything that they said, but you still remember a lot of what they taught you. And some of you may have your favorite teacher right now. So when I was a kid, my favorite teacher was my second grade teacher. And her name was Mrs. Pike. Now, before I got to her class, I heard that she was really hard and very scary. So I was a little bit afraid to go to her class. But when I got there, I discovered a wonderful teacher. And yes, sometimes she was hard, but she did a great job teaching us. In fact, I still remember the ship in the bottle we made with the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria when we talked about Christopher Columbus. I don't still have that anymore, but I still remember making that. She taught us in a way that we could understand, and she used a lot of out-of-the-box things, but she helped us remember and learn what we needed to. She was a wonderful teacher. Well, Jesus was a wonderful teacher, too. So Jesus could have been like all the other teachers, all the other rabbis during that time, and simply taught in the temple. Or Jesus could have shown everyone right away exactly who he was by going around and just performing all of these miracles. But neither of those was Jesus' style. Yes, Jesus performed miracles, but many of the times the way that Jesus taught was by telling stories. He taught in a way that the people could understand. He used stories to explain difficult things, so that the people could understand things that they had never heard before. So instead of being in the temple, where only a few people would ever hear him, Jesus taught where the people were. Jesus taught on hillsides and in valleys, and he even once taught from a boat. Jesus taught the people wherever they were, and he taught them how to live. And now, thousands of years later, we still read Jesus' teachings to learn how we should live. So this week, I hope that you will make time to read some of Jesus' teachings and think about what Jesus might be trying to tell you. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for sending Jesus to help us understand how to live. Help us to pay attention to his teachings. Help us to put them into practice. Thank you for all of our teachers. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.